We'll talk about it next week because we are out of time. Well, this is The Third Opinion. I'm Mike Deason.
Lorene Jaffe, thank you.
See you next week at noon. Have a great day. Bye.
All right.
You're listening to WMNF Tampa. Today is November 17th, 2019, as we join Kulanu across the globe in honoring international Jewish communities. I'm Joy Katzen-Guthrie. Welcome to the Sunday Simcha.
Shalom.
Welcome to the Sunday Simple. I'm Joy Katzen-Guthrie. Today is Sunday, November 17th, 2019, the 19th day of the Hebrew month of Cheshvan. And today on the Sunday Simple, we're celebrating the diverse communities that Kulanu supports around the world. That song was Mulembe piece. And like Shalom, it is used as a greeting and in many different expressions as well. And as we heard in that song, let us not fight, let us build the world together, my neighbor, east, west, north, and south. The artist is Rahman Nachman, a member of the Abayudaya Jewish community of Eastern Uganda, now living in Brooklyn, and creator of the Abayudaya Youth Music Artist Group. And Rahman's work is devoted to creating peace and goodwill throughout the world. Uganda is more than 30 nations, in four continents, Africa, Asia, Europe, and North and South America. Actually, Central and South America, that should be, that is home to remote and isolated Jewish communities that are supported in part by Kulanu, which in Hebrew means all of us. Kulanu was founded 25 years ago with a mission to connect and build and rebuild Jewish communities. And in honor of the 25th anniversary of Kulanu, Jewish congregations and organizations and groups and individuals, among them us, around the world are celebrating Kulanu across the globe this weekend. So today on the Sunday Simple, you'll hear music from some of the communities that are supported by Kulanu. And we will also be speaking shortly with Tampa Bay author, singer, songwriter, and playwright Joni Kleinhigger. Support for WMNF and the Sunday Simcha comes from our members and Weinberg Village assisted living residences. Situated on 21 acres neighboring the Jewish Community Center and preschool, Weinberg Village provides a multi-generational experience, progressive and personalized care services, rehabilitation services, kosher dining tailored to nutritional needs, all in an environment sensitive to Jewish culture and values. More at 813-969-1818 or WeinbergVillage.com. And you are hearing music from Sinagoga B'nai Abraham of Portugal. A great many Spanish and Portuguese Jews were forced to convert to Catholicism and suffered persecution under the Inquisition, and many fled to nations like Turkey and France, Morocco, Italy, Brazil, and many other parts of the world, living as crypto-Jews with varying degrees of knowledge of their Jewish ancestry over time. Many of them are still discovering that today. And these Jews are also known as Anusim and Conversos. They were formerly known as Maranos. They're still called that in Portuguese-speaking communities. Many are rediscovering their Jewish roots and they're returning to Jewish life, at least to some degree. And Kulanu reaches out to these communities and many others to fully reconnect them, not only with their own Judaism, but the global Jewish community through education, financial assistance, ritual and educational resources, equipment like computers and smartphones, logistical aid, infrastructure building. They provide visiting artists and scholars. They provide sponsors and a rich personal connection of friendship and emotional support. It's really a wonderful organization. And the diverse Jews of India are among the communities that Kulanu supports. This is an immense community extending back more than two millennia, including the Cochin Jews from the Kerala region of India, the B'nai Israel of Mumbai, the Baghdadi Jews of Kolkata, the ancient B'nai Ephraim, the B'nai Menashe, and other groups of Indian Jews. And in the last two decades, sizable numbers of these Jews of India have made Aliyah to Israel. Here is Israeli vocalist Liora Itzak, often called Liora Isaac. She was born in Israel to Indian Jewish parents who made Aliyah in the 1970s from Bombay. Liora was born in Lod, Israel. She returned to India at 16 and lived and studied music there for 8 years before returning to Israel. She's a specialist in classical Indian music. She plays multiple instruments and she's performed at state events. And her first CD, Mala Mala, was recorded both in Hebrew and in Hindi and is beloved in both nations.
מה שהיה היה, מה שיהיה יהיה מחר מחר היום עובר מהר, הכל נראה אחר, הנוף מאוד מוכר וזר וזר, וביד יש מזוודה קטנה שבה כמה חולצות ושרי עם רקמה, והלב רוצה לשיר אתכם במה, הנה הנה היא כאן והופ היא נעלמה. הכל מההתחלה, מילה אחרי מילה, תורם ללות זה לא מומבי מומבי, עובדת בקרים, פוגשת חברים, לומדת להגיד שלום וביי, ופתאום יש הזדמנות אחת אחת, אני אוספת את עצמי לאט לאט, הקול שלי בוער לראש כבר לא נשמע, לפני שזה פורץ לוקחת נשימה. ללות זה לא מומבי מומבי, עובדת בקרים, פוגשת חברים, לומדת להגיד שלום וביי, ופתאום יש הזדמנות אחת אחת, אני אוספת את עצמי לאט לאט, שנים של אימונים ליום גדול, עכשיו שזה קורה נותנת את הכל.
Liora Itzhak, Israeli singer of Indian Jewish ancestry, Mala Mala, up and up. You're listening to the Sunday Simcha here at WMNF Community Radio Tampa. I'm Joy Katzen-Guthrie, and we will be hearing more from the diverse communities that Kulanu supports around the world. But right now, we have with us in the studio an award-winning children's book author, a singer-songwriter, musical theater playwright, and composer-lyricist, Joni Klein-Higger. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Joy.
Her music has been heard in film. It's been recorded and sung in schools all across the country and has been recorded by herself and various other artists. She's a member of the Tampa Bay community. These days, she's doing quite a lot of traveling. We're lucky to get her in the studio today because she's about to set off on an extensive tour. And I want to introduce you to her work, but first with a song that is very special to her. The song is called Have Faith.
Got to work.
Instead of going big, sir, we prayed and had faith. Have faith, have faith. You gotta have faith, have faith, have faith. You gotta have faith, have faith, have faith. You gotta have faith. When Daniel faced the lion in the lion's den, when Moses reached the sea followed by Pharaoh's men, and Joseph's brothers dead. Did they give up? No, instead, they all had faith. Have faith, have faith. We gotta have faith, have faith, have faith. We gotta have faith, have faith, have faith. We gotta have faith. When the days get
Kleinhigger with Have Faith, a song co-written with Barbara Scharf, and Joni is with us in the studio today. She lives in the Tampa Bay area, and she's going to tell us about her current projects. Joni, welcome to the program. I'm so glad you're with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Joy.
And I understand that song has an interesting beginning. It's among several that you wrote with Barbara Scharf for Clearwater's Congregation Beth Shalom's Purim Spiels. Is that right?
That is correct. We've been writing Purim Spiels for many years, and this is from an original spiel that we wrote, The Great Jewish Queen, and it's an original song. We had all original musics for that one.
They must love getting your original songs for the Purim Spiel.
Well, we enjoy doing it, too.
That's really... So children's music is your specialty now. It's not all that you've written, of course.
Yeah.
But I know you've been a singer-songwriter for some years, and you came to create children's songs and Hebrew songs after having your own children, which I think is really neat. Tell us how that happened.
Okay, well, I had my own children, and I started working at the schools, writing songs for their classrooms, educational songs, and so forth. And then what happened was I came to Florida, and Congregation Beth Shalom said, "So, can you volunteer for us?" And I said, "Okay, what are your skills?" And I said, "Well, I'm a songwriter." And it turns out that the person who was the music teacher, Miss Beth, she was leaving that year. So the next thing I know, I became Miss Joni there at Congregation Beth Shalom, and also at the Kent JCC, which I worked at both for many, many years and loved it. And what would happen was a holiday would come and I needed a song. So I would create one and it turned out well. The kids seemed to enjoy it and I loved it. It was always giving me new inspiration.
Well, I was going to say the kids probably gave you a lot of great ideas for your songs.
I just loved, I loved working with the kids.
A wealth of inspiration
for your
songs.
It's the truth, always. My children too. My children, their classrooms and the Hebrew school and the JCC. I always had to come up with new ideas. And like, I'll give you one example, which leads into one of my books. So I wrote a song, and if any of my students are listening, I had a song called 10 Little Latkes because I wanted a countdown Hanukkah song. And it went like this. 10 little latkes at Hanukkah time. Along came my mother. She ate one. Now there's nine. And I would call a kid up. Each child would come up. And they would take a turn and say their number. And it was really, they were just so adorable. And what happened was I started writing children's books a little bit later on when I was a Girl Scout leader. I had no intention of being a book author, and I decided, while I'm right, I wrote one book, and I said, let me send that one out, and then maybe I'll send out the little 10 little latke song, and I sent it out. It got picked up immediately by Hachai Publishing, and they said, though, that they wanted something a little bit more meaningful than latkes. How about 10 tzedakah pennies? So it was the same concept, but I did have to change it quite a bit. But it was still, Along Came My Mother, and it's about a little boy dropping coins into a tzedakah box.
That is so neat. Well, now we're going to hear I Give Tzedakah. This is
a different... Yes.
This is a different tzedakah. So I understand
this is a song.
You've had other artists record your songs.
Yes,
and one of them is quite notable. Paul, maybe several of them are, but Paul Zim is quite a notable name. Picked up three of your songs.
Yes.
And this is one of them.
Yes.
I Give Tzedakah. Tell me about the background of this one.
Okay. So what happened was Paul recorded one of my songs, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Our Sabbath Day is Here. And that was back in the early 2000s. And then he was looking for a new record for its Good to Be Jewish and I Like It. And he said, do you have a tzedakah song? Now, I did not have a tzedakah song. However, I said, sure, I have a tzedakah song. So I had to write a tzedakah song. And I used my experiences, though, in the preschool that I was teaching, thinking, well, the little kids would put the tzedakah in the box, and it was so exciting. And so I used that whole theme for this song. And that's where that tzedakah song came from.
Neat. So this is on Paul Zim's recording, It's Good to Be Jewish and Like It.
And I Like It.
And this is your recording of it. This is Joni's recording of I Give Tzedakah. That is Joni Klein-Higger. She is with us in the studio today. I Give Tzedakah, one of many children's and Hebrew songs, or songs related to Hebrew at least, that you have composed. And more recently, I understand you have branched out into book writing.
Yes.
And playwriting and musical productions. So I know that you are now promoting a brand new book that has just been released in September, Barnyard Bubbies Hanukkah.
Yes.
That sounds so cute. I love your title, Kobe Ryan Harris is Officially Fat. Great title.
Thank you.
All of these are just adorable. Tell us about your books.
Okay, so as I mentioned, the very first book that I had published was 10 Tzedakah Pennies. But The next book, which is Rainbow of Friendship, I started because I was a Girl Scout leader and the girls wanted to earn a badge. And so they wanted to earn a literature badge. So there was an extra book left over. And that was the first book I ever wrote, was Rainbow of Friendship. And it took me 10 years to get that book published because I needed to learn about the publishing world and how to write correctly. People don't always realize how much actually goes into writing children's books, particularly picture books, which are very difficult to write. However, I stuck with it and I took classes and I learned and I wound up writing several books. I go around and do speaking engagements for Rainbow of Friendship. That one is about diversity and it's about a girl who moves from her red town to Rainbow Rose City and discovers friendship comes in many colors, shapes, and sizes. Mm-hmm. So I do go around to schools and speak about that book. And I also, Kobe Ryan Harris is Officially Fat. That book, I wrote with Flora Zakin Greenberg, as well as I Have a Voice. She is a psychologist in the area. And so, and Eileen Goldenberg, who's also local, she did the illustrations for several of my books.
Well, now that brings to mind a question. You're writing a picture book. You know it's going to be a picture book.
Yes, yes.
What comes first then? You create the story. Do you obtain the artist first? What is this?
Well,
brief, what is the process?
Okay, so what happens is the first thing you have to do is write a really strong book because it's a very competitive publishing world now. So you need to have a strong book. And what's involved with that? I belong to different writers groups and I take workshops and I belong to SCBWI, which is an incredible organization. It's Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. And I've met with different publishers and agents through there and studied with different writers on how to write properly, how to market your books. It's a wonderful organization. So that's how that I worked very hard at being a little picture book writer, and it took me a lot of years before I got published by Carben. Carben, I am thrilled to be part of Carben, but what happens is you write the story, and then you tweak and tweak and tweak until it's complete, until you really know. Every one of my writing friends tells me it's ready to go. And also, I frequently have an agent, my agent or my editor, take a look and say, you know, it's ready to go.
So it's really, it's a complex process.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so simple.
It looks really
simple. Let's just write a little kid's book.
Yes.
But there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I found out the hard way, thinking, I'll just write a book. And then they picked up the first one right away, which never happens. That does not happen. 10 stuck of pennies. I still can't figure out how that happened. But I had to work for every one of the other books that I wrote, for sure. I had to work very hard for it. But
neat.
I love it. I love what I do.
Well,
I love
working with the kids. What I want to do, I want to share one of your Hanukkah songs because Barnyard Bub is Hanukkah.
Yes.
And tell us about this brand new book that you are about to go on
We're
what?
We're going on tour.
Throughout North America?
Yeah. So it's Barnyard Bubby's Hanukkah. I co-wrote it with Barbara Scharf. It's illustrated by Monica Gutierrez. It was picked up by Carben, which is part of Lerner Publishing Group. And we are going on tour. We're going to be traveling, Toronto, to Pasadena, California at a children's museum, Reading, Pennsylvania. I'm missing a couple here, but we're going to culminate at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. And I'm so excited. It's a huge event there that they have. And I think that's December 18th. But you can learn all about it. If you go on my website, I have all my tour dates and everything.
We'll give all your contact information probably right after this song.
Sure.
I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you so much.
An incredibly exciting time this must be.
Thank you. And Barbara Scharf and I can't wait to go on tour. We're going to have so much fun.
That's really, really neat.
Yeah, she's my dear friend too, so it works out well.
Well, you have several Hanukkah songs, but I picked Nes Gadol HaYasham, A Great Miracle Happened There. This is going to put us in the mood to begin with a little early, but Hanukkah, which is late this year, is actually toward the end of December. But this will put us in the mood to begin celebrating Hanukkah. Anything you want to share about this particular song? Nes Gadol HaYasham.
Sure. Well, this one, going back to Hebrew school, I was working with the older kids. I worked at Congregation Beth Shalom as the music teacher. I worked both at the preschool and the religious school. And this particular song, I wrote for the kids to sing in a presentation, and they did. And then it got wonderful feedback, and it's been used quite a few times, and the kids have performed it at different places. And this, I believe, was also performed at Tarpon Middle School. And so this song, I'm very happy with this song. I love this song, and it's not just for children. It is for adults. It's really for everyone, and it means a lot to me. When I think of Hanukkah, it's not just about, you know, like the gifts and the fun and all this. It's really about the light that shines in our lives and gets us through. And that's Neskadol Hayasham, what it really represents.
Neskadol Hayasham, Joni Klein-Higger. Higger, Neskadol Hayasham, one of a series of Hanukkah songs that she has written. And Joni has been with me in the studio during this half of the program. And Joni, I wish I could have you with me the whole program. But I'm so glad you joined us today before you flit off on tour. Very, very excited for you. Please let everybody know how to get in touch with you, how to find your recordings, your books, or how to get to your website or contact you if they want to.
Okay. Well, first of all, Barnyard Bubby's Hanukkah is available. In fact, all of my books and songs are available all over the internet, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and for groups and organizations, there's www.carben.com where you can purchase in bulk.
And that's K-A-R-B-E-N.
K-A-R-B-E-N.com.
And your website?
And my website is www.joniworld.com, J-O-N-I-W-O-R-L-D.com. And you can learn all about my songs and my books and my musicals and everything that
That's great.
Do.
And you are on Twitter, you are on Facebook, and I assume they can contact you by email from your website.
Absolutely. Facebook is Joni Klein Higger Books, Joni Klein Higger Music. Instagram, I have an Instagram account, Joni Klein Higger, and also Twitter, Joni Klein Higger.
And that's so, H-I-G-G-E-R.
Yes, K-L-E-I-N dash. You hear that, Dad? K-L-E-I-N dash H-I-G-G-E-R.
Joni, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been great fun. I've loved playing your music, and I have lots more of it, so we'll be featuring more of it during Hanukkah and other times of the year.
Thank you, and it's really been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's
I'm
been
honored
my delight.
To be a part of this.
Thank you. And you are listening to the Sunday Simcha here at WMNF Community Radio Tampa. I'm Joy Katzen-Guthrie. And support for WMNF comes from our members in the 12th annual Tampa Tour de Clay. Five studios, 31 potters, the weekend of December 7th and 8th. As part of this fundraiser, on December 8th, there's a Reku brunch at Wellman and Welsh in Lutz. Lutz. Sometimes words come out so funny, I don't know. Participants can sip mimosas while firing their own pottery. That sounds like great fun. Ticket information at tampatourdeclay.com. And in just a few minutes, we will be joined by Cantor Rizal Bain with Milot Chochma, Words of Wisdom. But first, let's continue another song for our celebration of Kulanu across the globe with another African community served by Kulanu, the Lemba Jews of Zimbabwe, currently a community of about 150,000 who traveled from Israel to Yemen to Africa about a millennia or more ago. This community maintained unique and ancient Jewish practices secretly for hundreds of years that were passed orally from generation to generation and that are still maintained. And Kulanu has been assisting them in constructing synagogues, emergency food relief, other urgent needs. Here is Hamlet Joe and the Lemba tribe of Zimbabwe. Sim Shalom, make peace. Joe and the Lemba tribe of Zimbabwe. Sim Shalom, make peace from the CD Ancient Roots, New Traditions. And we are celebrating Kulanu across the globe and the diverse global, remote, and isolated communities that are served by Kulanu. And we take a few moments now for a Devar Torah, Milot Chochma, Words of Wisdom, with Cantor Rizal Bain. Rizal is a member of the Sarasota Manatee Rabbinical Association, of course the Bay Area Cantorial Association here in Tampa Bay, and a spiritual leader for Temple Israel of Highlands County in Sebring. Cantor Bain, welcome to the Sunday Simcha.
Shavuot Tov, Joy.
It is lovely to have you here. And, of course, our 2020 Baca concert is coming to Tampa, to Congregation Shaar HaTzedek on February 12th. We also have a concert coming. It has been confirmed to the Jewish Congregation of Venice on March 2nd as well. And I understand you are among the clergy who are planning a community women's Seder in Sarasota that's sponsored by the Jewish Federation of Sarasota Manatee. It sounds like a really special program.
Yes, it's actually a group of women clergy, and the theme is the celebration of the 100th year celebration, the anniversary for women's suffrage through the 19th Amendment. So we're looking forward to that.
Marvelous, and couldn't be more timely.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I'm actually looking forward to doing a concert with you also.
I'm looking forward to that, too.
At my little temple, Israel, and we will be doing Stars of David, celebrating Jewish composers and performers of rock and roll.
That's really neat. You know, somebody this week asked me how my corned beef concert went, and it took me a minute to get it placed. It was Theater in the Rye, which we did recently at Joel's. Well, I'm looking forward to that, too. And I understand you're going to give us a devar about the parasha at this week. So please, I'm going to hand the mic over to you.
Okay. So it's Chaye Sarah. Chaye Sarah means the life of Sarah. And the title of the portion is misleading, since the opening lines begin with the words of her death. And then we hear of Abraham's grief and the burial of his beloved wife. And as we study of the details of these actions and reactions, which are incorporated into the portion, we are able to glean a deeper message from this Torah portion. First, there is the special honor bestowed upon Sarah as the only woman in Torah whose age, death, and burial are deemed worthy of mention so explicitly. The Torah says that she lived 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. Why not just say 127 years? According to Rashi, we learn that she was as innocent at the age of 100 as she was at 20, and as beautiful at 20 as she was at 7. Now, Abraham must acquire a burial site for Sarah. Earlier in Genesis, we are told that God confers ownership of Eretz Yisrael to Abraham and his heirs. At that time, it was the land of Canaan under the control of the Hittites, who were the adversaries of our people. And despite these challenges and still not doubting the power and meaning of God's gift, Abraham chooses to deal directly with the humanity and culture of his Hittite hosts. Abraham humbly, with a number of bows, proclaims himself a foreigner among the Hittites and begs of them the right of ownership of a cave for Sarah's burial. The Hittites recognize Abraham's status among his own people. They honor Abraham with these words: "You are the elect of God among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our burial places." And they offer the site free of charge. Abraham refrains from accepting their gift and insists that he deal directly with Ephron, the owner of the land. So, before witnesses, Abraham claims the deed to the burial ground for the sum of 400 shekels of silver. Thus, Abraham becomes the first Jew to legally own a plot of God-given land, the Cave of Machpelah, and the surrounding area. That deed gave Abraham an ownership some 3,700 years ago, which could never be revoked or amended. That ownership of the Cave of Machpelah in Hebron is where Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Rebekah, and Leah, the forebearers of our monotheistic faith, still lie. We might ask ourselves, did this ordinary transaction not establish openly our people's legal claim to the land of Israel that many deny today? The narrative about the transaction of land ownership demonstrates some of the special qualities of Abraham that we might hope to emulate in our lives today. Abraham did not challenge the Hittites and then demand God's gift of the land. Abraham knew that he did not possess an exclusive hold on the truth. He humbly accepted that his pagan Hittite host might also believe their own customs and history as their view of truth and ownership. He was a model of integrity and insisted on paying a fair sum for the cave beyond what was asked, and Abraham used the cave only for the purpose for which it was given. So importantly, this Torah portion teaches peaceful coexistence and concern for good relationships among all people. Each party in the Torah portion shows appreciation for the other, and their respectful conduct facilitates the resolution of Sarah's burial, the first Jewish burial. We weep to see the violence and hatred that continue to exist among people of all persuasions, so different from the respect and civility experienced as Abraham dealt with the Hittites for Sarah's burial. Rabbi Harold Kushner's book, How Good Do We Have to Be?, points out that what God asked of Abraham is what God asks of all of us. Be whole. We are not asked to be perfect, but to stand before God with all our faults as well as our virtues, and to hear the message of acceptability, accepting ourselves and accepting others, to have integrity. If we are wise enough to know that there is enough love to go around for all of us, however different we may be, then we can achieve a sense of fulfillment of which no other creature on earth is capable.
That is such an insightful devar, such a meaningful devar for women and for the entire Jewish community. Thank you so much for sharing so many poignant insights.
Well, thank you.
And thank you. I'm looking forward to your next visit to the Sunday Simcha and to seeing you again soon and to all that you're doing in the Sarasota-Bradenton area. Thank you so much for joining us on the Sunday
thank
Simcha.
Thank you, and may all be well.
Thank you, and you too.
Shalom.
Shalom, and you're listening to the Sunday Simply here at WMNF Community Radio Tampa. I'm Joy Katzen-Guthrie. Next week, Ron Becker, spiritual leader of the JCC West Pasco, and Beth Tefila will bring us Milot Chochma, Words of Wisdom, and that's because he is part of a panel of guests for a lively discussion of Jewish history of Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough counties that we will be featuring next week on the program. It will include Ron Becker of JCC of West Pasco, Catherine Eskin of Temple Emmanuel in Lakeland, and the filmmaker Barbara Rosenthal, whose latest project is Seders and Cigars, the recently released documentary of the Jews of Tampa. They'll be with me here in the studio, and we're going to discuss the Jewish history of Tampa Bay, of Pasco, Pinellas, Polk counties, and the state of Florida next week. That's on November 24th on the Sunday Simcha. And if you've got an extra vehicle that you no longer need, support WMNF by donating that car or truck or boat to your station. We'll get top dollar for your extra car, and pickup is free and easy. We'll take it off your mind. Call 1-888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org to learn more. Well, now, we've been listening to music of communities that are supported by Kulanu, and that includes emerging and developing Jewish communities of Cuba, of Central and South America, such as Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, and more. And our next vocalist, Consuelo Luz, was raised by Chilean-Cuban Jewish parents in Greece, the Philippines, Spain, Italy, and Peru. She sings South American folk songs and songs of her diverse heritage in addition to her own compositions, and her life and her ancestry meld many of the Jewish communities supported by Kulanu. So I've picked out her music for you. She explores her Sephardic and Ladino heritage and her Converso Jewish background and many generations of assimilation by her Chilean family. family and the experiences of Crypto Jews of New Mexico. That is where she has come to reside and serve the Jewish community. Consuelo Lutz, the CD is Deseo, Desire, Las Estrellas, The Stars.
Las estrellas de los cielos, querida, ellas son que relumbran. En ellas no hay firmeza, niña de mi corazón, ya me abasta la mija pasión. Primavera que yo te vi, querida, en mi alma entrate, rayón de sol me date, niña de mi corazón, en mis ojos relumbrate.
Consuelo Lutz, Las Estrellas, The Stars, from the CD Deseo, Desire. A very fascinating heritage, now living in New Mexico, but her background is from throughout South America, and family from many nations, and she's lived all over the world. You're listening to the Sunday Simcha here at WMNF Community Radio. I'm Joy Katzen-Guthrie, and you know what that song reminds me? Of Speedy Gonzalez, because he is next with Latin Jazz and Salsa.
Want to start your Sunday afternoon with rhythm and flair? Then catch Latin Jazz and Salsa every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. DJ Speedy Gonzalez brings you the newest and classic hits of Latin Jazz and Salsa with the high energy that only he can deliver. Latin Jazz and Salsa every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on 88.5 FM WMNF Homegrown, handpicked music and news.
Yeah, listen for Speedy right after this program. And next Sunday, November 24th, the second countywide Kesher program focused on speaking and living our values will include programs for kids and teens and adults. It will include improvisational comedy featuring the improv Bible players, as well as nature walking, coaching, study, and conversation. That's next Sunday, November 24th at St. Petersburg College's Seminole campus from 10 until noon, followed by lunch. It is a program that is co-sponsored by all of the congregations, almost all of the congregations in Pinellas County. If you'd like more information, visit jewishpinellas.org or visit our Sunday Simcha page at WMNF.org. This event and dozens of others are listed on our Kehillah calendar. And I want to mention as well, just because it's fun to mention, that Congregation B'nai Israel of St. Petersburg invites you to chase a giant dreidel down the streets of St. Petersburg and the Pinellas Trail. If you haven't done that lately, then you need to join Congregation B'nai Israel of St. Petersburg's Chase the Dreidel 5K, and that's Sunday, December 8th at 4 p.m. Lots of events included in this event, and it will also include lots of free activities and a buffet. We'll feature jelly donuts and latkes and various other things at a post-race Hanukkah party. That's what it is. So the event runs from 4 to 7 p.m. It is at Congregation B'nai Israel at 358 Street North in St. Petersburg. And there's lots of information on that on our Sunday Simcha page. But if you'd like more information on it, call 727-324-8022. 324-8022. And now we turn to more music of the Abayudaya community of Africa, of Uganda. This is Hine Matov. In the native Ugandan dialect of Luganda, a vowel sound is added to the end of words that end in a consonant. And the Abayudaya Jews have adopted this speech pattern into their pronunciation of Hebrew. This is their Hine Matov.
Laba we kulyo kulungi we kusanyusa Aba Luganda okutula Laba we kulyo kulungi we kusanyusa Aba Luganda okutula Hine matovu umanaimu Cheveti ahim Yahadu Hine matovu Umanaimu Sheveti ahim Gamu yahadu Laba wekulio Kulunji wekusanyusa Abo Luganda Okutula Laba wekulio Kulunji wekusanyusa Abo Luganda Okutula Hine matovu Umanaimu Sheveti ahim Gamu yahadu Hine matovu Umanaimu Sheveti ahim Gamu yahadu
I love hearing from you with your thoughts and comments at sundaysimcha@gmail.com. You're always welcome to email me about our programs, and please visit our Sunday Simcha page at WMNF.org. Find out about what's going on in the community, where we've posted lots of events that are happening locally and much more information. Always information about our programs. And you can also connect to us via the Sunday Simcha Facebook page for announcements and details of our upcoming programs. That was the Abayudaya Jewish community of Uganda with Hine Matov. Support for WMNF and the Sunday Simcha comes from our members and Weinberg Village Assisted Living Residences. Situated on 21 acres neighboring the Jewish Community Center and preschool, Weinberg Village provides a multi-generational experience, progressive and personalized care services, rehabilitation services, kosher dining tailored to nutritional needs, all in an environment sensitive to Jewish culture and values. More at 813-969-1818 or WeinbergVillage.com. www.latinjazz.com. As mentioned earlier, stay tuned for Speedy Gonzalez with Latin Jazz and Salsa. I'm Joy Katzen-Guthrie, literally and figuratively, as always, a joy for me to be with you on the Sunday Simcha. HaTikva now is brought to us by members of the Jewish community of Kaifeng in central China. This is a community that has been supported by Kulanu, many other organizations like the Sino-Judaic Institute, Shavei Israel, and Jews all around the world. This is from a CD of world music titled Music of Israelites and Jews of Africa and Asia. It was the result of a two-year journey through both continents, created by Russian-born Israeli singer-producer, ethnographer Irene Orlyansky, which brought together more than 100 musicians from 11 countries and guest artists. So here are members of the Jewish community of Kaifeng, China, with HaTikva.